Businesses who have been waiting on their chance to hear more about RAGBRAI and how they can participate, now is your time. A town hall for businesses and nonprofits all about RAGBRAI is coming up on Monday, April 20th at 5 p.m. on the second floor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
We're going to talk about best practices so businesses and nonprofits, whether they're a vendor or a brick-and-mortar storefront, that they can have a successful event. So we're going to talk about, you know, menus or supplies, things like that, what they can expect that day, the hours that they can expect to be busy. We'll talk about vendor fees for anyone that wants to be a vendor.
That's Marshalltown RAGBRAI Committee Co-Chair Kylie Leisure. She says they'll share part of the route of where riders will be coming into town and go through the entertainment and expo area. There will be a large section of time then for question and answers. Leisure says RAGBRAI is an opportunity to show off Marshalltown.
So we're just looking for a wide variety of vendors and businesses to have limited menus or, you know, offer something that's just a unique Marshalltown experience.
The public also has a session on Monday, April 20th, which is set to start just after the business and nonprofit session around 6:45. They'll discuss the route and expo area similar as with the businesses.
We're also going to talk about our committees. So we have 18 different committees that help make this possible. And so we're going to talk about the committees, and if people want to be involved in that planning aspect of Marshalltown RAGBRAI, then we'll talk about one of the most important things is hosting.
Riders will fill out a housing application, and those who are willing to host would get paired with some riders who may put a tent up in your yard to sleep overnight. Leisure says the city has stepped up and seems ready for the RAGBRAI challenge.
Right now, we've had a great response on volunteers of people interested in helping either, you know, leading up to the event the day before, during the event, and even helping clean up after the event.
Leisure says if anyone misses the meetings on Monday or cannot attend, the information will be available afterwards. Check out their website, MarshalltownRAGBRAI.com. Last night, a group of about 150 volunteers came together to package over 30,000 meals for Marshall County. This project was coordinated by the Outreach Program Incorporated and the Community Foundation of Marshall County and their three student philanthropic groups. Earlier in the fall, the students researched local needs and quickly recognized that food insecurity continues to affect many families right here in Marshall County. The students selected two meals, the apple cinnamon oatmeal and pasta with tomato basil sauce. Many meals will be stocked in the free little food pantries, ensuring immediate access to food in every town throughout the county. Overall, the meals will go out to more than 30 feeding sites in Marshall County. Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Marshall County, Julie Hitchin, says, "I couldn't be more proud of the way our community came together for this event. From the students who led the vision to the donors who made it possible and the volunteers who gave their time, this was truly a team effort and we're better together." The YMCA and the Live Strong Foundation have joined together to create Live Strong at the Y, an evidence-based physical activity and well-being program designed to help adult cancer survivors reclaim their total health. The Marshalltown YMCA is offering the class again this spring and summer. Participants will work with Y staff trained in supportive cancer care to safely achieve their goals, such as building muscle mass and strength, increasing flexibility and endurance, and improving confidence and self-esteem. By focusing on the whole person and not the disease, Live Strong at the YMCA is helping people move beyond cancer in spirit, mind, and body. This 12-week program is set to start May 11th at the Marshalltown Y. It's a free program, but people still need to register ahead of time by reaching out to Keisha Lockhart. Learn more at YMCA-YWCA.org. As prices continue to rise, more and more people are trying to stretch that dollar as far as they can. The emergency food box in Marshalltown has also seen an increase of people since 2024. Cindy Starin, volunteer with the emergency food box, shares some items they're getting low on.
Ketchup and mustard we have found goes very fast. Pickles, any of your sauces and salsas and condiment things, cake mixes, sugar, jams and jellies, pie filling, gravy, those kinds of things we are now off of the shelf. We don't have hardly any of that left.
One way the emergency food box gets food, every week a truck comes up from Des Moines and the Food Bank of Iowa with a load of different items.
The vegetable that we need is corn. We don't have any corn on our shelf right now. We have a couple of other vegetables that we've tossed in, but we don't have corn.
Starin says another way they can get some food is just doing a local order, and they may do that for some corn. The emergency food box is located at 107 North First Avenue. They're open 1:30 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday, Fridays 10:30 to 1:30. LifeServe Blood Center is a nonprofit, community-based blood center that has served the needs of local hospitals and patients in our region since 1947. LifeServe has announced their blood drives for Marshall and Hardin counties for May. Starting in Hardin County, their first planned blood drive will be May 13th from 1:45 to 5:30 at the Ackley and Geneva Communities High School. The second blood drive will be May 18th from 1:30 to 6 at the Iowa Falls American Legion Post, 709 South Oak Street in Marshall County. LifeServe plans to be at Unity Point Health on May 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. With school letting out for the summer in May or early June, LifeServe is offering a scholarship for anyone who organizes a successful blood drive. To be eligible for a scholarship, students must recruit donors, act as the chairperson for the blood drive, and register at least 25 donors for $250 to be awarded, or 40 donors for $500. You can learn more about blood drives and scholarship opportunities at LifeServeBloodCenter.org. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is launching its annual search for the state's tastiest pork tenderloin, from crispy classics to creative takes on the famed sandwich. The association's Kevin Hall says restaurants must serve hand-breaded pork tenderloin sandwiches as a regular menu item and be open to the public year-round to qualify.
The breaded pork tenderloin is an iconic sandwich. It can be found in restaurants all across the state of Iowa, and we do a search every year to find out who has the very best one in the state of Iowa, and nominations are now open. They're going to run through June 1st.
Each person can submit one nomination, and as an incentive, if their pick rises to the top, they'll be entered for a chance to win $100.
We will select the top 40 restaurants across Iowa, and then undercover judges will visit each location and evaluate the entries based on pork quality, flavor, appearance, and the overall experience. And then we'll unveil the top five in October.
The winner will be named later in October, and they'll receive $500, a plaque, and statewide recognition. Hall says the winner will also receive a big boost in business, like last year's top pick, Hometown Heroes in Grinnell.
They tell us that their pork tenderloin sales increased by 20 times. The results were incredible. They had a couple days where they just couldn't handle the rush, because as soon as they were announced the winner, they saw a massive influx of business, and it's still carrying on several months later.
Learn more about the contest and submit a nomination at iowapork.org. There's some creepy crawlers coming to Central Iowa for an expo. We'll tell you about how you can see them and touch them this weekend after this.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Bruce Weirin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. Stop by our office at 16 East Main Street in Marshalltown. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At 1210, we are at 68 degrees now, and like I said earlier, it's kind of a hazy afternoon so far. It's muggy as well. KFJB News continues.
Iowans who've always wondered what it would be like to have a giant cockroach crawl up their arm will have a chance to find out this weekend at the Insect Expo being held in Central Iowa. Organizers say there will be interactive displays designed to inspire us to discover new things about insects and to teach us ways we can help to conserve them in our yards. Kirk Larson, a biology professor at Luther College in Decorah, says it's a family-friendly event with a focus on kids.
There's plenty of things for adults, too, to learn about, you know, the importance of putting native plants in your yard, ways that you can manage your yard that would be more pollinator friendly. And there will be art activities, hands-on, holding live insects if people want to do that.
The Insect Expo will be held on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Des Moines Marriott Downtown Exhibit Hall. The free event is an outreach effort of the North Central Branch of the Entomological Society of America, which is hosting about 350 entomologists in Des Moines for a conference this weekend. Larson is the branch's president. A bill setting a 5-cent tax on vapes and nicotine pouches has won approval in an Iowa Senate committee. Tony Phillips is a lobbyist for RAI Services, which sells Vuse, a digital vapor cigarette, and Grizzly nicotine pouches.
Based on our industry surveys and data, there were 17 million nicotine pouch cans sold in Iowa in 2025, 280 million milliliters of vape product sold in Iowa. And if you back those numbers out with the tax rate in this bill for 2025, it would have generated $14.8 million.
Anti-tobacco groups say the tax proposed for vaping products is far lower than the state tax on cigarettes and will not reduce nicotine use in Iowa.